Last night, I am joined on the line by Director of P&Z, Katie DeLuca. Good morning, Katie. Welcome. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Give us some of the highlights of last night's meeting.
Okay, well, we started with a proposed stipulation of settlement. This is for a final coastal site plan on a property at 29 Davenport Avenue. The commission had approved the site plan when it was before the commission, and one of the neighbors had taken suit against the town based on that decision, dislike of that decision, and we were able to work out a settlement agreement. It really had to do with the length of the deck and the height of the plantings. So an agreement had been met, which everybody was comfortable with, and so last night the commission approved that settlement. So that moved pretty quickly. And then we had two discussion items. The first was for a generator at Western Middle School that had been before the Architectural Review Committee. This really came down to the location of the generator and the type of fence and whatever. So that was found to be acceptable. The commission did make a condition that the generator could only be tested after 4, but before 5 or 6, so that, you know, after the kids are gone, but before people got home. The generator at Western is not functioning now, so this was kind of a timely decision to make sure we could get the new one ordered and in place ASAP. So that moved forward. Then we had a discussion on a property at 121 Greenwich Avenue. This has kind of been an ongoing thing with this property where a new building has been constructed. There's been some disagreement with the neighboring property owner at 117 Greenwich Avenue, and 117 was supposed to close up some windows due to some fire hazard issues, and they have yet to do that. So the property owner at 121 took it upon themselves to build a fire-rated wall, but they did that without permits. This, of course, complicates things other than the obvious because there is a facade easement, which does require a trip back to the Historic District Commission and to the Planning and Zoning Commission. So last night it was decided that they would need to submit an actual application. As I said, this was just a discussion item last night. So they need to submit an actual application, and the commission wants a firm letter from the building department and the fire marshal that would be needed to kind of defend the need for this wall. So that was at times a bit of a heated discussion, but we managed to get our way through that. Then we had a subdivision at 22 Sound Beach Avenue that was effectively approved, and not too much of interest there. Although then we went to the other side of town at 21 Calhoun Drive. You've heard me speak about this one before. It's a request for a historic overlay for a beautiful old home that would afford the property owner the opportunity to construct a second home. And it's the second home that is causing quite a lot of angst in the neighborhood. I think Andy Fox gave a fantastic recap of where the commission's coming from at one point in the evening, because he explained that all we've heard about through the last 2 years of discussions with the community is about retaining community character, and this regulation is kind of in response to or in agreement with that voice, where we really do feel it's important to retain these historic structures. On the other hand, community character also speaks to wanting to have a semblance of order in a neighborhood, and the neighbors felt that putting a house in the location as proposed was not at all in keeping with that layout of the neighborhood. So there was a lot of discussion about what types of landscaping, what types of architecture, why the house was significant in the first place, and what had happened at the house, who lived there, etc. So that was left open in the end. And there was a legal issue that was raised by an attorney who had been hired by one of the neighbors that has to do with a section of the regulations that says the commission can waive setbacks in green area. There's a case that's referred to as the McKenzie case that says that the commission does not have the right to do that. However, we believe we do, as long as there is a qualifier in the regulation, which in this case is the commission can only do that if there's a finding that it's protecting historic resources. So we'll have to look into that one, so it'll continue, I'm sure. Then we went back to the eastern side of town at 100 East Putnam Avenue in Cos Cob. This is a moderate income dwelling unit that's proposed with 22 units. This is where M&T Bank is right now. The bank would remain, and the commission has heard this before. Most of the discussion last night centered around the interpretation of whether the garage was a parking garage or not pursuant to the regulations. There was a lot of discussion about trying to get the parking below grade. That's of something of significance to the commission at the moment. They don't want to see buildings constructed over surface parking just because it's unattractive, and they want the applicant to push that parking further down. Other questions were raised about the look of the building. There was a tower that's proposed that the commission doesn't really think is working, ensuring that the pedestrian access and accessibility is appropriate for the site. So in the end, that was left open also. And the only last thing that happened was an administrative issue, which was Margarita Albin, as you know, is our chairman, and she was elected for another year as chairman, and Nick McRae was nominated for and approved for another year as the secretary of the commission. And right. that rounded out the evening.
Bravo for them. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, and what do we have for the next meeting? When is that?
The next meeting is on March 24th, and we will probably have the Calhoun application on again. That's the historic overlay. Another historic overlay, which we've heard before, on Sheep Hill, that's the Dunwoody LLC. That will be back. 500 and 600, 581 West Putnam Avenue, that will be back on. The Grange Academy Performing Arts Center will be back on, and probably Country Day also.
Okay, so busy meeting coming up, but you got it all done last night.
Yes, and I just would just note, just because of the significance of the application, but the Smilow Cancer Center will be back to the commission on April 7th.
Okay, so you're going to give that a full hearing at that date.
Yes, but it's a pre-app, which means it's just a discussion, pre-application, it's just a discussion with the commission, but it's really critical that people come out and tell the commission how they're feeling about the building, come and learn about it, et cetera. So the commission's really trying to get the word out if people could come. They did meet with District 7 outside of any planning and zoning meeting, and I think that the building was met with mixed review, I think is an appropriate way to characterize that meeting. So, again, it's really important that people come out and hear what the application's about and what it means to the town.
All right, fantastic. Katie, as always, thanks very much for your time this morning. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. You too. Bye-bye.
Katie DeLuca, Director of Planning and Zoning, with last night's...